It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 801.
Welcome, Gronks. We got a full team here for a weekend banter. Pete Shepherd, down to my bottom left. Gemma Watts, bottom middle. And Scooter Derrick, bottom right. G'day, guys.
Scooter, you look like you're at Dracula's. What's the deal with your lighting?
Yeah, I know. I'm in my little engineer pod. This is not meant to be a set, but I just shone an IKEA lamp on the curtains from the side, and then I remembered it had one of those color adjusters you can do from your phone. Mm-hmm. And I got carried away. So I made it purple, sexy purple.
I feel like you're on a buying spree at the moment because you go to a sound shop and you've got money to spend. How responsible are, like, how do you know what you're going to buy? Because you said you were going to buy a $5 item at a sound shop and you walked away with $2,000 worth of gear 2 days ago.
Jesus.
All right, to be clear, it wasn't my money and it's not gear that I get to keep, right? Mostly, right? So I did go in to get a cable and, got it. Lost my mind a bit. And the danger is the percentage because you go, all right, I've got to go and get 2 G's worth of gear for a client. That's fine. But what you do is you get $1,500 worth of gear for the client, which is fair enough. And then you go, well, it's only a pittance to go and grab this extra $200-$300 thing.
Yeah, it's business real justification of a drug dealer. Like, drug dealers don't see the money they're making as real money. They're like, this could be taken at any time. I don't really, it's dodgy money. I might as well blow it. It's, it's going to happen. How's everyone going in our ISO? I mean, everyone's looking amazing, $1 million. If you've never watched this show, make sure you go and watch this episode on YouTube because we're all at our own houses and looking. I'm
feeling sloppy. Gem, you're dancing. Are you dancing every single day?
3 times a week, back to what I did for 18 years. Obviously not the same, but it's the same quantity, if you will.
Now, Scott Morrison calls it bar A. How do you actually say
that's
it?
Different. That's different to the dancing. So bar, silent on the E. Bar is like a form of Pilates, but it's like the principles of ballet. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing that as well. I'm really enjoying it. It's just nice to be using those like ballet muscles again.
And so with the dancing side of things, like how much room? Because I've thought about it, but I just don't have I can barely do a TikTok. How much space do you actually have?
You could do it because I don't have a ton of room either, but the way that Gabby teaches is that like there's no traveling steps, which will mean something to some people and nothing to others. But because the bulk of people don't have a ton of space. And if you're like sharing your apartment with other people, you're limited to your bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And Pete, have you been doing the two-step?
He's always doing the two-step.
I think maybe Josh, maybe you and I should join one of these classes. It sounds kind of funny.
Yeah, don't want to derail. I just, the concern I have with it is that it would become a bit of a joke and no one would take it seriously. So, my thought is...
No, but you're on mute and no one can see you because you pin the teacher's video and you're off to the side.
Okay, so it's not like a grid. We're not sort of... It's not going to feel like I'm dancing in a group.
No. You just pin the teacher.
Okay.
Bunch of highlights this week. Episode 800, obviously, but also launching Too Much Tully Smythe's podcast. Mm-hmm. In that, she was talking about ballet feet. She says she has horrendous feet. You said you did ballet for many years, Gem. Are your feet horrendous or
mine are quite nice. I'm just looking at them now. I've got very, very high arches though. I went to what's it called? The athlete's foot to get new runners and did the thing that you guys are obviously very familiar with.
One of our most popular videos.
That doesn't surprise me this time. It would be second only to the bleaching, I can imagine. And he essentially burst out laughing when he saw the height of my arches.
Okay, so this is the equivalent of like the almost negative comment that you're flat-footed, you can be too arched. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not even that. It's actually a blessing for ballet because it means you can point. It's going to be very difficult to explain, but if I were to sit on the ground and put my feet out in front of me and then point as hard as I can point, my whole
heel you can scratch. Like, so you can scratch your heel with your toe. Is that what you're saying?
Not quite.
No. And so you've I was trying to get you to give yourself a bit of criticism. It's hard to come by from Gemma Watts, and that's what I love about you.
I don't think anyone's got nice feet. I think that I sincerely believe the leg should end at the ankle. ugly.
Pretty unhelpful. Yeah, very annoying, down there, unless you had a prosthetic.
But we would survive. I think that's the way humans should have been from day one. But
yeah, especially in ISO, you don't really need them.
hey, big fella, Big Pete, how's your feet, mate? What's your take on your feet out of 10?
Actually, right now, they're a little sore. I got myself a shiny new standing desk and it's been awesome, but what I'm recognizing is my feet are just aching all the time because I'm standing all day.
How tall is that standing? Retail. The standing desk, I couldn't believe. So what you described to me versus the photo, it is like a... can you describe what the standing desk is like?
Yeah, so it's made out of wood and it's kind of like, I guess like a pyramid structure, what looks like a pyramid structure. I'm doing a terrible job at describing this. And then you sort of insert shelves into these grooves and you can insert the shelves at different heights. Mm-hmm. So you can put it low if you want to sit. You can put it high if you're a tall freak and you want to stand like me. And yeah, it's awesome.
What's it made out of?
No, this is Fox Wardrobes, they're called. It's an independent guy in Sydney, made to order. And I think I found them through Q Furniture. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Free plug. They're awesome.
I saw this on Instagram. Like Pete's post on Instagram. It was great. I was looking at them scrolling through their website. I was like, man, I could definitely have one of these.
I've had my eye on it for a while. Yeah.
Love it.
I had a standing desk one time.
Scooter.
Here we go.
Tell me more, Scooter.
I had
a
story coming. It was building up. I once bought do you know what a tanker desk is?
No.
No.
All right, okay, so it's a mid-century solid steel desk. Like, you can't lift it. Like, four big blokes struggle to carry one, right?
Sounds
so
annoying.
You see one in if you look up the website for Alcatraz, right, and you look at the pictures of Alcatraz, you'll see one in the office there. It's a really solid metal desk. Anyway, and I thought I need to have a standing desk because I keep sitting down and then losing myself during the birth of social media. And all that sort of stuff. So I thought, right, I need to be able to just go to the desk and check an invoice or whatever and then walk away again. So instead of sitting down. So I tell you what, getting this thing, I turned it into a standing desk. I had to build up these huge wooden block things and then try and get like five people to lift it up and put it on there.
And how long did it last?
Within a month, I'd found a stool. That was
high. Hey, Scooter, when I first came into your it was a mechanics workshop, a scooter repair shop, hence the name, you had this huge piece of metal. It was like a sheet of metal that would have been 100 kilos or more. Tell us a story about where you got that from, and because there is something I remember you telling me. I was blown away.
It was a crime, so it's very difficult to just admit it openly, but here we go. It's not, this part's going to be cut out, isn't it? Yeah. No, they put these and you need to get to the end before you judge, right? But
it's a good story when it starts.
A lot of disclaimers.
They used to put these huge steel plates over, if they were digging a big hole in the road, they'd put a huge steel plate over the road, over the hole, so that cars could drive. It was so heavy. And so intense, it's about 20 millimetres thick, that cars wouldn't move, so traffic could go over it. So they dug a great big hole outside here and up the road a bit and left one of these out there. And so we thought, that would make a nice bench. so we went and we it was after they'd filled the hole in. Okay, it was just waiting for someone to pick it up. So I thought it was an old one, and they'd, you know, they probably didn't want it anymore. So I've hooked it onto a chain, and we drove it down the road behind a ute. And then I had to install a pulley and bolt it in to get it up the ramp into my workshop. And then we put a pulley over the beams, and we tipped it up, welded legs on it, used it for years as a workbench. But on the Monday after that, this bloke walked into the fluoros, and he goes, "G'day." And he was following these huge gouge marks in the road that came all the way down, turned around, went up my driveway and up to this bench. And I said, "Oh, g'day, mate. Are you here for your slab?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Here it is," and gave him his slab, and he went away, and that was the end of
A slab of beer. You gave him a slab of beer.
I gave him a slab of beer, and it was just automatic that, I don't know, that's what he came to pick up.
I've got to say, Scooter pays for most things with a slab of beer. Like, there's more beer than cash, I reckon, going. Pete, have you ever paid for something with a slab of beer?
I think so, probably, like, back in the day when we were at uni and someone used to drive, someone was the designated driver. Instead of giving them petrol money, you might just say, we'll just buy you some beers when we get to the party or when we go out next week. And
but that's not a slab of beer. That's not like the gem.
He's a designated driver.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely would pay. This family pays in slabs all the time. If the party's being thrown here, which hasn't been the case in quite some time, sadly. But if you're like borrowing glasses or like trestle tables or something and people are helping you set up, you just give them a slab.
I get it.
It's a valid currency. Valid currency.
Yeah, I sort of like it. It's
criminals' currency, to be honest. That's when it really sort of shines. It's like
you can't trace the fact you can't trace it.
That guy chose morally to ignore a crime, and you know, what would the slab cost you? $35, $40 back then, Scoots? Yeah, I mean, it was a great deal bucks. For you, mate. It was a great deal. Great deal.
I feel ashamed, I tried to give it back. But they changed their system. Now they use plastic things now, and they said no thanks.
So do you still have it, Scooter?
I would love a Scooter book.
Do you still have it, Scooter?
The book or the
medal?
It's been a curse because since we stopped using it, I don't know, 20 years ago, and it's just been stuck here because you can't move it. It's just part of the floor.
I mean, that's why I didn't want to take it away, really.
Yeah, it would have been too
That's
hard.
Why they didn't want it. They'd rather use these plastic things that they bolt down now. They don't want the workmen breaking themselves.
I
love it.
Jem, outside of dancing, what's been your favourite ISO activity?
Well, I feel like at the start of lockdown, I had all of these grand plans for all of the things I was going to do, and I did them. I'm very good at making pasta from scratch now. I was already good at cocktails, but I'm better at cocktails. I've become very good at painting, which is fun. That's been fun. But I feel like I haven't done anything productive the last 6 weeks because I've just been working, which is fine and certainly nothing to complain about, but I just haven't done any of the fun things.
What are you painting? What sort of things?
Just like on canvases. Mm-hmm. I've just been trying to teach myself how to paint.
But like people?
It's a bit like I will just find shit that I think looks cool and then just give it a crack. But it's all sort of abstract. Some of it's like humans, but it's not realistic in the slightest. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done
a process.
Nude painting class where you're painting a subject?
A hen's party. This is a Scooter D quality story. It's not really. I regret saying that immediately. It's not a good story. We had a friend's hen's night, and the bridesmaids had organised a topless waiter, but he was meant to wear an apron with the bum showing. Mm-hmm. Tommy would be.
What do you
familiar.
Mean, like meant to wear? Do you actually pick that before the night?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never booked a stripper, but I understand that that's part of the process. It's like, I was going to say it's package, but I'm not sure that package
is package A, package B, package C, or package D.
As a menu.
So the package that they had booked, he would be have his little tushy out, and then there was going to be life drawing afterwards. This guy rocks up, and he's having a really weird sort of hush-hush conversation with the bridesmaids who have booked him. And then he comes back out, and he's not really doing, like, waiting on anyone. He's just waiting for someone to be like, oh, could I please have another drink? Like, he's meant to be going around and serving people. And he's wearing jeans, and he's got, like, paint on him. And then I said to one of the bridesmaids, I was like, what's going on? Because they just looked stressed, and they were like, basically, this isn't the guy that we booked, as a lot of strippers are also tradies. This guy was just on a work site with the guy that we did book. He was double booked, so he asked one of these other random blokes on the work site, hey, can you go and do this job for me? It's just topless waiting. So this bloke was not comfortable taking his pants off, which is absolutely fine. But then it came to time for the life drawing, and he did it in his jocks, paint and scratches and stuff all over his legs. So for that, I just drew a very realistic drawing of the chair that he was sitting on. And I did not win that competition.
It's funny, the idea of booking someone in and then getting something different reminds me of my mate Nasan. When he got married in Italy, he'd booked a DJ, and when the DJ arrived, what the DJ said was, oh, you've paid for the equipment, but if you want me to actually DJ, that's going to be extra. And so
it's the equivalent of you've paid for someone not wearing pants.
Exactly.
And instead, I will be wearing pants.
And so anyway, Nasan, like, I think that the Italian thought that Nasan was going to be like, oh, fuck, I have to pay it. But instead, he just got his iPod and plugged it in, and he DJ'd his own wedding, basically.
Jeez. Josh, you've been to Vegas because you're well-traveled, but yes, who else has been to Vegas? Anyone else? Anyone else? Pete, you been to Vegas? No. Scooter, no. Vegas? No.
Crowd Casino.
Gemma, been to Vegas?
No. I haven't been to the US.
No. Oh, you would love Vegas. It's it's all show, really. Not saying that's not negative, but I love your arches of your feet. They're great. But in Vegas, on the ground, there's cards, and people are flicking them. They're walking around saying, here you go, mate, here you go. They're cards that are advertising the strip clubs. They're cards that are advertising prostitutes. That can come to your hotel room. I know a guy that found one of these cards and thought, she looks nice, called it, booked her in, came to his hotel room, knock on the door, and he opened it. And sure enough, it was not the person on the card. It was the Z team. And that's coming from the guy that got called the B team as the strippers. Someone said, this journalist once said, oh, you guys must be the B team. Where's the A team? Because it was such... shit.
How
are
you speaking to journalists as a stripper?
Oh, small town, you know. It's like you working for the fire brigade, Josh. You're ready a fiery. You'd understand, mate.
No, I get it.
But yeah, and then he closed the door and said, no, thank you. And 2 seconds later, a huge security guard came up to the door and he had to pay. So he paid $80 for this guy to not beat him up. Never call. It's not ideal.
I feel like, it's interesting. Some people say, like, when they travel, that they would do things that they wouldn't normally do. So, for instance, some people that would only go to strip clubs when they're traveling. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I'm the guy who rode an elephant in Thailand, which I do regret, but we never did the ping pong shows or whatever seemed too much. Jem, you've been to Thailand. Have you been to a ping pong show?
No, I haven't. But I do, when we were in Amsterdam, we were walking up and down like where the red all light. The girls are in. Red light district, that's the one. And I just had the best time watching these groups of guys that were on like a boys' weekend. and there'd be one in every group that are like, oh, do you dare me to go in? Do you dare me to do it? And the rest of the group would be like, no. And then we don't do it. And he's like, oh, all right. I'll do it.
Scooter, how's that cough?
Guys, I'm doing it.
Are you okay, Scooter?
Yeah, what cough? What are you talking about? Yeah, so something just got caught in my throat.
Uh-huh. So in Melbourne right now, there is the mandatory masks. Pete, what's your mask look like?
I've got a few options. I've got a smart navy number. That's my go-to. Okay. I've got a few of the disposables.
When you say smart, it just then... looks smart? It doesn't like track your steps or something?
No, it's not like a smart monitor. No, it just looks nice.
Oxygen would
be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It tracks your respiratory rate. No,
yeah, it has Siri built in.
A nice blue number. And then I just got a message from Trace. Apparently her mum has just sewn us some more and sent them down. And
that's
so
I've nice.
Got a few pattern kind of situations, I think, ready. But are you having trouble? Josh, Scoot, you could appreciate this. I'm having a lot of trouble with the fogging of the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I wear no glasses idea how to too. I've just got contacts in currently. You need what the masks that are like quite fitted down on the cheek,
mm-hmm.
and then the fog doesn't happen.
And so, Jem, Bruce just loving life, just pacing, just getting his exercise in.
He was talking to the postman.
Oh, that's nice. Jeez,
any opportunity for social interactions.
The your mask, it's got a lot of love online. Apparently, you don't know where you got it from.
No, because Mum got ours back in March because she's a medical admin. So as mm-hmm. soon as there were whispers of the need for masks, she just went to town.
Yeah.
Not literally
that would be dangerous to stay in your suburb.
It would be very dangerous. And she's made masks in like a fun pattern also because mm-hmm. she had a bag of clothes. People aren't taking donations at the moment if you're throwing your clothes out because they don't know who's touched it, which makes perfect sense. So Mum's got all of these dresses in like fun prints that she was getting rid of, so she's just made them into masks.
Oh, that's good.
Gemma, there was a comment on that post. I don't know the backstory. You might not want to go into it. But you said you blocked somebody that had been commenting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the comment's gone now. I think that once you block someone, you can still see the replies, but they're out of order and his comment's gone. But basically, I generally don't block people if there's a difference of opinion, because I just feel like that cuts off any opportunity for like intelligent discussion and growth and learning. But it gets to a point with anything where you know that it's just a waste of your time, you're not getting anywhere. So basically a man that I don't know but who was following me commented saying something to the tune of like, what's the point of a mask? Coronavirus is bullshit. It's not even real. So I just replied with like, now would be a good time to unfollow me, because I very much disagree. And then he just kept kind of going, and the like, my little community online are amazing, so they jumped in and they were like, mate, what's wrong with you? But he just kept kind of going, and he was like, do you even know anyone that's had coronavirus? No, because it's not real. Okay, well, I don't know anyone from fucking Antarctica either, but does that mean that that's not a real place? Like,
I mean,
that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard.
Yeah, I use that when I talk about people who see ghosts. Like, you always know a friend of a friend, but you've never met them or don't actually know them that have seen a ghost.
So are you saying, TJ, that COVID's not real?
No, I'm saying...
Ghosts are not so much a public health issue.
Yeah, I'm saying it's okay.
We're talking about ghosts tonight.
I'm saying that idiot can use that excuse for ghosts, but unfortunately, COVID is real, mate. It's a real thing.
Yeah. It just kind of went on, and I was like, are you a doctor? Are you a scientist? Because if not, I genuinely could not give less of a fuck what your opinion is. I don't know, to me, this is probably a leap, but it feels very anti-vax. It feels very much like, hey, I know more than what a doctor does, and you do not.
Do you think he was following you for your skincare stuff? Why do you think he was following you?
I really don't know. His profile picture was him wearing a pair of upside down sunglasses and a KFC bucket as a hat. So,
you sure it wasn't the tradie from that life drawing?
Very sure. I remember the tradie. This man was about 30 years the tradie's senior.
Okay,
so,
sure. I mean, social media fights. Instagram, you can get more randoms. Facebook, you have people that you actually know. Have you guys done a cull from all the people that you went to school with or just those? Because TJ was getting a bit upset or he was getting buying into the bullshit that he was reading.
Don't speak for me. I definitely wasn't.
No, I'm speaking on your behalf. No, you were. You were being a baby about it. But it's fine. Pete, have you culled your Facebook?
No, I haven't done a cull, but I don't have the Facebook app on my phone and I use the newsfeed eradicator on Google Chrome, which means I don't have a newsfeed on Facebook, which is awesome. So when I log into Facebook...
That's a Jen Waldman tip, isn't it?
Yeah. Jen Waldman tip. Shout out, Jen Waldman. I just use it for groups and for Messenger. So I don't see anything that anyone posts about anything on my newsfeed in Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's dramatically improve the quality of my life, I would say.
And groups though as well, Pete, because I feel like the groups, I was on a podcasting group and people were saying something and then I was like, oh, I was new to the group. People weren't happy with some new pricing on Wooshka or whatever. And I was like, hey, they're trying to make a business model here. And they were just like, they came after me. And so I ended up leaving the group.
I'm only part of groups that I want to be part of. So I have our podcast group. I have your podcast group. I have my gym has a members page and that's kind of it. So
but
I go to those three
groups. Do you think that they can go off the rails now? Like it seems like it doesn't matter what it is. Like I notice it within, say, even our Discord. I sort of took a step back a little bit because you could see moments where it's like, oh, we have all different types of people with different opinions. And so, especially with a Gronk squad or whatever, where it's like, it's not like we all, you talk with Seth Godin about, people like us do things like this or whatever. Like, there's not that core thinking around what a Gronk is. And so, you have all different diverse opinions. But it freaks me out because you end up with people just throwing, different opinions and then fighting. I can't be fucked.
I don't think that's happened in the Discord.
It hasn't happened too much. Really, no, there was only a little bit of it, but it worries me if we start going into those territories where it's like it can turn into arguments.
Is it the trade-off though? Like that is what's going to happen. Because you think about it, anything that has any ability for someone to share their thought or opinion could rattle someone else's. Like I even see, like my mates... Like the ones that Josh was mentioning are like the ones that probably should be culled that I don't speak to, see or, care for. But then I've even got friends that are saying some wacky shit. Not even that wacky, but just like, I'm just like, you actually think that, dude? Wow.
Yeah. Well, wow. I think that also it's
Ghosts.
Not like
you're a fucking idiot.
Well, it's not black and white too. Like I think to the point around the, this person's it. What was that? Who are you kissing at?
I just watch this. Come. No, it's just my wife.
Oh, okay. I thought Amy's sister was working from home, so it was a bit worrying. Oh, they're very cute.
Very cute. Very cute.
We got that cleaned. So, Jem, what's your perspective?
Or was it dirty, Josh? Did you get it dirty?
Yeah, no, we got it both. Jem, what's your social media strategy on Facebook?
Oh, well, it's the whole reason I've not started a glow journal group. And I think it could get particularly murky with beauty, specifically skincare, because a lot of that is science. And my community's big on SPF and I don't want people jumping in and spreading misinformation. Again, like, if you're not a scientist. So I don't know, the way that I approach social media and with recommending products on my Instagram, very much like, this is what works for me. This is my opinion. Here's the science to back it up. But again, everyone's skin is different. And if I opened that up to a Facebook group, everyone would be jumping in with that. And it can just, exactly what you guys have said. Obviously, beauty is pretty frivolous in the grand scheme of things, but it's the same.
It still has that potential. Scooter, we were talking the other day around, TJ and I were talking about a seatbelt. And I was saying, there's people who don't wear seatbelts. What was it like? I'm guessing you were alive when...
Fuck, he's not that old. Jesus Christ.
Seatbelts.
He's not...
when cars were...
When cars were invented. No, Scooter, am I right?
Black and white.
I don't know. He's like... What was the deal?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess when I got my license, there an old car, a car that was 20 years old, might have been born without a seatbelt.
Sure.
At the back. They had them in the front. That's real old. That's crazy stuff. But, you know, when we went on school holidays, you'd have your seatbelt off and you'd be just knocking around in the back of the car.
And so what was the pushback? What would people say about seatbelts, and when did it – was there a turning point where people actually started doing it?
Just fines. That was it. It's just all about the fines. If you get a fine for it, people start doing it, like masks. Like everything.
I mean, Josh, have you been out since?
But it's true.
No, I haven't. I was just thinking about that. Like, I got my COVID test results back on Thursday. I had the test on Friday, so it took 6 days.
That took ages.
It did take ages.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it was a long time. Yeah. But no, I just
confused about his DNA. They thought he was an alien.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
who's this specimen?
Somehow a cocker spaniel has been tested. No, but the it did take a long time, and so I haven't left it. But the thing is,
you don't need to. My point being was, it's fun. Go for a drive because I'm looking for people without a mask.
Not well, I can just look out of my bedroom. Like I can do not to push back on leaving the house, but from my
to flaunt your bedrooms, flaunt a ceiling window.
I can see everything. No, but it is handy being able to look and see that. But
from what I can see, everybody, I literally haven't. The only people have been people standing next to their car smoking or drinking a coffee, or out the front of a cafe where they've been working. Everyone is doing it. It's fucking good. It's fucking good. I mean, $200 is annoying you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just talked over you.
You go for it.
The client that I'm shooting with this afternoon, they had to call yesterday just to go through all of the like safety and stuff. So the photographer's going to wear a mask for the whole time, and I have to wear it pretty much right up until the photographer's like, we're shooting. And then I've just got to have it like in my back pocket so I can put it back on as soon as we're changing anything.
It's full on. Well, Bree is doing
makes sense though.
Castings at the moment. She's like, you know, looking at models. It's very funny hearing. I've never been in a casting before. But hearing her go on Zoom, she's got like 12 different girls that they're seeing today on Zoom. It's just very funny. Like, I feel like I'm in a movie because Bree's in the bedroom and she's saying, oh, hi. Like, are you okay if we record this? Oh, great. Like, it's all
right. Yeah. What are they doing, JJ? Like, what is it?
Hey Tiger's doing some form of shoot, I think. And so they can't
video
do
video or visuals?
So it's, just no, looking. So they're. Photos, photography. So yeah, they're trying to pick the models or whatever. And
what
so
sort of questions is she asking?
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far.
Pizza.
But that's it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, pepper,
pineapple on pizza.
Pineapple on pizza. Yeah.
Pepperoni on pizza.
I know. Yes, too. Definitely. Fuck yeah. Pepperoni on pizza. Yeah. Otherwise, fuck off. No.
No, I haven't heard the specific questions, but I feel like it would be a weird position to be in. Like, I've started to feel more about, like, as we're doing more podcasts for people, or even like recording this audio news release I was telling you guys about, where you record a bit from a company that then gets sent out to all of the radio stations. How, when you're filming something or when you're recording, how the other person could be feeling completely different. Like, I've started to actually recognize, I'm like, oh man, they're actually like super duper panicked. Jem, when you're doing your podcast, do you have any mechanism to try and calm guests down before you start recording?
It's just a giant, and this was why I was so reluctant. How dumb is this? When all of this started in March, and I said it to you guys, Josh, I think I called you and I was middle of March, I was like, it doesn't even matter because I've pre-recorded up until the end of April, and by May we'll be able to record in person again. So I don't really understand what the big deal is.
Yeah.
And not the case, not the case at all. But I was super reluctant to record over Zoom because I feel like with my show, I'm like a traveling circus, and I have that time when I'm setting up all of my equipment to just chat to them and mm-hmm. shoot the shit, and like I'll pretend it's taking me longer than it needs to so that we have that extra time for them to just get a bit like loosey-goosey. But if you're interviewing someone over Zoom, it's like you jump in and it's showtime. So I just pretend that I'm still setting stuff up on the computer. I just click things around and like, oh, just checking the levels here and just so there's like time for small talk.
And Pete, with you,
just
with
having a chat.
No, it makes a lot of sense. Like, yeah, the having the chat bit and like doing the remote thing, there is the hard bit. Like we even see it here where it's like you got fucking six of us. And it's like it's a different mechanism to be like, who's talking? What's the – you all of a sudden notice the people who trail off or the people who – I think it must be a maybe a young – what is it called? Like a last kid. What is it? What am I called? The like the youngest child thing?
Youngest child.
Yeah, like the finishing a sentence, but as you're finishing and rolling on to make sure that no – like the other people don't fucking – jump in, you know? You know what I mean?
Just try to see if you do what you were saying. Sorry, I definitely agree. Gemma.
Can you show that pen?
Yeah, sorry, guys. It's just me.
It's actually made so many appearances just in the last couple of episodes. It's great.
I heard this week, guys.
It's not even.
I'm just writing notes, mate. I've just written circus. Gemma said circus. So now let's segue to talking about the circus. So now the circus, guys. let's take a moment for circus workers. Circus workers. So JJ out in the Dandenong, just near the foothills of the Dandenongs, is not the Moscow Circus, I can't remember what it is, but. Sevs, you could look it up. There's a circus out there that was meant to open like way back in April or something, and they're still there. They all are making no money, and they're all living in the trailers, and so it's like just gone dormant before, and they can't do anything.
Could
so
you imagine a reality show on that? That would be so interesting.
That's what I was thinking about. They're all travelers, so they couldn't get on any kind of government benefit because they're not citizens of Australia. So there's like. They're literally being funded by the parent company of the circus that's paying for their food and, they're staying in the accommodation that they've been provided, the trailers. That's exactly what I thought, JJ. Yeah. Imagine going out there. We should go and do a show from there.
There's a great series on Disney Plus around the making of Disneyland. And when Disneyland, before it was actually done... That was like a big concern. Like previously those theme parks and stuff had that like I feel like there's a certain vibe to circus and you know, like carnies, things like that. And so Disney was trying to do something different where it's like he's it's gonna be a bit of a different vibe. Scooter, have you ever worked at a carnival?
You old definitely prick.
Yeah, of course. I did have a job once where I had to go and be the guy who was guarding the jumpy castle at corporate Christmas like party. That was great. We had to do is stop 15-year-olds from getting on. And the rest was just, you know, hope they didn't spew.
Was carnivals like a big, I feel like festivals and that type of thing we don't see as much. There's the one, is it Rosebud? I think Mum's told some great stories of making out with carnival folk. Down there,
I think it's Rye.
Bowen Heads.
Rye, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so Bowen Heads too.
Yeah. Oh, I reckon that's the one. Mum actually won a. I'll try and get a photo. She's got a trophy. I think she came second place in the Bowen Heads beauty pageant.
That's
the dream.
Under 15s, I think, which is sort of whatever.
do they even do that shit anymore? Like, you think about it. A beauty pageant
do they,
for young kids.
I mean, like, as in the Bowen Heads.
Do they, Pete?
Have you heard of the beauty pageant?
Went to me.
The beauty pageant, Bowen Heads. Okay.
No, it's not famous.
Okay. Mum, I think she's sort of overbaked it a bit.
Fair enough.
It's like me saying I won the pancake eating competition in 2012.
Yeah. That's
a good. The only reason I won was because the guy who won last year forgot to rock up. And so.
What about, do you remember Melbourne show? I used to go fucking crazy for me, it was just an excuse for a pig out because I didn't give a fuck about the rides.
Showbags.
It was a showbags. Oh, it was like
it was a show bag,
the Nickelodeon showbags, the Cadbury ones, the Hubba Bubba, the Birdie Beetle. Yeah, I fucking screwed in. Mate, you are so fucking predictable.
Could there be came in hot.
Fucking
last one I bought was MASH.
Yeah, I feel like
I bought a MASH one.
Scooter, do cool. you eat? I can Dog imagine there. That you eat those the lollies at Sovereign Hill. They're in a yellow tin.
Yeah.
Do you know the yellow tin boiled? Are they lemon?
Castlemaine
yeah.
Rock.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not lemon. It's just like mint? Sugar flavor.
Mint or something.
You eat? It's world famous Castlemaine Rock. Is it really one of our great exports?
And so,
I made that up, but it's very, very
so Scooter, I was thinking about like family entertainment in the early 2000s or the 90s or whatever. You had like Sovereign Hill was a big thing for me as a kid. Like all of these different things, like even Luna Park. I wasn't sort of metro Melbourne, so I didn't go much, but I could imagine a lot of people did go to Luna Park. There's Moomba. There's all these different things that people go to. What were you... Like, what were the festivals or the carnivals that were around in Melbourne that have just sort of faded out?
Yeah, back in the old day.
Moomba, I don't think I was really big on because of the intensity of crowds. Cryle Castle was awesome. It wasn't a festival, but that was amazing.
So that's on the way to Ballarat?
It's back to the way it was, but it was a techno dance party thing and then it was... Mm-hmm. Going to be a brothel, and the locals said no.
What are you talking about?
And so it's a medieval. So it's a big park. It's a big castle. And I actually worked on a shoot.
Yeah, it's a real castle.
Yeah, that was based there. It's some weird units operating it because it's all very, it's just like medieval, like, you know, medieval day at school. And you'd have them, people come in. They did it every 4 years, part of like SOS. And Yeah, and so
JJ, you can stay there. We should go and stay there.
You can have weddings there, conferences.
Oh, there we go. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Brie thinks we're going to Sovereign Hill. Stop at Corral Castle, whatever the fuck it's called.
Functions. You can literally. They've got like a big, you know, the chairs in castles, like the weird sort of back setting. How would you
it's
describe
like throne
that?
Vibes.
Yeah, it's like the one that Scooter's got from the Royals.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so, what were you doing?
Got a torture
at
chamber there.
Yeah. Well, what did you do there? What, like, so you'd pay a fee and you'd go in, and then what?
It was
what
like going to Dreamworld. Yeah, yeah. So you go in and they have people.
Have you been to Dreamworld
in the olden days? Of course, many times. Big Brother, mate.
Big brother.
Oh, Dreamworld. Of course. Yeah, I'm thinking of Disney World. Dreamworld. Yeah, okay. Yep.
So, one memorable moment, like my brother was quite shy, quite introverted. He was quite shy, especially when he was a kid. And I remember they were having a hanging. Remember, that's the 70s, right? So for family entertainment, they hanged a dude, right? So they had this kind of fake hanging. I hope it was fake anyway. So they got him and they're going through the whole processes. And obviously he had some kind of harness so he didn't die.
Do you have but like a prosthetic head that like detaches?
No, that would have been cool, but look at...
So what do they do?
Suggest it to them. Mm-hmm. They literally pull the lever and gunk, and the guy kind of hanged and then jiggled about, pretended to be dying, and it was kind of, I guess it was comedy, but I don't know, I guess when you're 13 or 12 or whatever I was, the comedy side is not as effective as the someone getting killed in front of your side of things. Anyway, they lowered him into a wheelbarrow underneath. And then they called for my brother out of the audience, and I knew he just wanted to die and disappear. And they made him help straighten. The guy was doing the comedy thing where his legs were stiff, like he had rigor mortis. And they said, pull his legs down in the wheelbarrow. And then his torso came up. So they made my brother interact with this freshly dead executed creature.
It'd be canceled now.
Poor guy. They probably
absolutely
killings and
well,
stuff.
The movie world was sick in Queensland. Like the car stuff, like the police chases and all that.
Yeah. Oh, that was so good. What about the old Melbourne jail? And you can go and see where we should
amazing.
Go. You can see where
you can do
Ned
a ghost
Kelly was
tour in the evening.
Yeah, bullshit. It's bullshit. I would go to that though. I love that shit.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah. I like to be spooked. Mm.
You can see the trapdoor where they hang you, and it used to just fall out and go. That's where Ned Kelly was hung in Melbourne, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's fucked up, isn't it?
Hanged? Was he hanged?
Hanged, yeah.
Hanged, not hung.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, he was well hung.
I mean, we've been talking about words that we struggle to pronounce.
Oh, God, there was one yesterday on a phone call, JJ, that we were on, and I was like, oh, what is it? Oh, give me, fuck, it's a
have
good a, one.
Have a think. So there's this, I swallow the L's, so I used to say million. I now say million, and I say Australia, not Australia. But Mace, you have gone like you've doubled down on your speech impediment. But I think that we want to sort it out so we can fix it up. You are.
So I mean, the two main ones are something and
yes, come on,
exactly.
Mate. He says exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're better than that.
See, Chris gives me shit because I pronounce every syllable in exactly.
I think that's perfect. That's good.
Yeah, but he's like, it's exactly. Too much.
No, I think it's perfect. And so, Sevs, can you say both, say the original way that you say it and then now say how I've taught you?
Something. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
No, yeah.
I've done it the other way around. Exactly.
Yeah, but no, so you can do it, but you...
I've
yeah.
got it. It takes a lot of brain power to do it.
But Grace was overhearing a meeting and apparently you were saying exactly a lot.
That wasn't great.
Exactly. Are there any words that you can't that you mispronounce?
None that I can think of off the top of my head. Really? I have like misspelling, you know, those words that you struggle to spell or you get them wrong every now and then.
What are you struggling to spell?
Accommodation is one. I always put the like, I don't know. I always forget where the double M goes. Or like double M, double D, double, I don't know.
Double C?
Double C.
Exactly. Is it double C, double M? I don't know. That's the one for me every time.
If you were dating, if you were on dating apps, if you were single and on dating apps, that would be something I think you could put on there as a quirk.
Yeah.
Struggles to play accommodation.
Yeah. What about definitely? Definitely, for some reason, I just fucking always
you say
get
defiantly.
Wrong.
Well, what about so TJ was writing to Jess and I yesterday, and he used the wrong two. And TJ, you were adamant that it auto corrected.
So this is how quick people, you know, your thought process is. So writing, so I'm going to text you right now, Josh, and I bet you it won't do it. So I was in a email client program on my computer and I wrote blah, blah, blah. And then at the end it said T.
Just quickly.
It was meant to say two.
Scooter, are you having trouble with the kids?
Tommy boy.
Tom's in the building.
Tommy boy.
I could see Scooter. Here we go. No, this, I love seeing Scooter play dad.
So yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's not a game.
So I wrote. It's meant to be at the end. It was meant to say TO for two, and as I hit return, it converted it to TOO.
Yeah, it converted a two to a TOO.
And as I sent it, I was like, "Who gives a fuck?" And then, sure enough, a second later, Josh writes T-O with the little fucking star thing.
That's very aggressive, passive-aggressive.
No, I think it's good. I've sort of come around to just being... And what I said was because Jess and I were both on the chat, I felt like me leaving it there makes me sort of implicit in the whole thing. So I was like, hey, implicit, is that the word? Implicit, yeah.
It is a word. Yeah. I don't know if that's actually
yeah. I felt implicit.
Complicit.
Complicit. Complicit. Is it complicit?
Yeah. Complicit.
What's implicit? Yeah. Is implicit a word? Scoot. And what are the origins? Yeah,
but implicit means that it's implied. So if you're saying in implicit detail,
okay. And so what's complicit? Yeah.
Complicated.
It's complicated. Let's talk about it.
Well, is it to like assumption and presumption?
We don't know.
Presumption.
Oh, you were involved in it. It means you were part of the.
Yeah, complicit. Involved with others in an activity that's unlawful or morally wrong.
And then what's implicit?
It's exactly what Jem was saying.
What? Sorry, what? Though,
beg your pardon.
What? Sorry, what was that?
Exactly what Jem was saying. Suggested, though, not directly expressed, implied. 16th century.
There's a word that interesting. My dad says, beg yours? Beg yours?
And beg your pardon.
Yeah, it is beg your pardon. I'm pretty sure Scooter Derek uses it too.
Things that shit me. What? Now, I'm glad you asked. Are you ready? Et cetera. Can't stand it.
Et cetera.
Et cetera.
History teacher in Form 4. I hate it. I can't. It's the only one I'll really go.
So people say, people do the ECT rather than the ETC?
ETC. ETC, yeah.
And so it's spelt, is it actually spelt? I've never spelt et cetera before.
ETC is what it starts with. That's
okay, perfect. Oh, yeah, that's good.
So it is right, yeah.
Et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of when someone orders an espresso, and you're like,
that's
did not just order an espresso.
You really are a something.
Something else.
You've really, tapped into my
resources. Well, we do have a bunch of people who listen to the show to learn how to speak. Like, we've had a few people reach out to us about it. Like how to speak English, like second language type of stuff.
Learning.
They've come to the right place, have they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, this is what I was thinking. I saw a guy, if you type in... if you type in Australian podcast, you'll see there's a guy who that's his podcast. And he gets fucking 25,000 views and it's just him having a conversation with another Australian. And it's so that they can learn, people can learn the language. I feel like we could rebrand to be an accent.
Episode 800 announcement.
Yeah.
What's his podcast? Let's give him a shout out.
I don't know. What is Australia. It, Sebs? What is it called?
Hang on, let me get a Google podcast.
Finish with a review. All right, let's do that. Finish with a review. So, Josh, this is your, a recommendation. That's yours, and then I just want to go around.
Can I give a different recommendation?
All right, if that's how you want to play the game.
I would like to recommend the Major League Baseball app. It works really well. It has all of the games. I'm on premium at the moment, but if you love baseball, it's worth it. It's $34 a month. But as I said, only for big baseball fans. Only for big baseball fans.
KO.
And no, because this KO doesn't have all the games, whereas with this, I can actually see, and it's in my local timings, so I can see that July 25 being Saturday, games 9:05 a.m., 11:10 a.m., 6:10 a.m., 8:10, I can click. And I can watch them all live, and I can even watch them on my Apple TV. So that's my recommendation if you want to be part of the baseball crew.
Who's playing right now?
No one.
Dodgers versus Giants. That is literally in progress.
I've got
to
bounce very shortly.
Oh, yeah. Recommendation from you, Jem.
Oh, I have nothing. I haven't consumed anything new quite some time.
Nothing at all.
Little product recommendation?
Podcast?
What's my favourite podcast? Apart from this and the long so many. I got nothing. I honestly have nothing.
What have you learnt about yourself during ISO? Anything new?
That what I thought was my capacity is actually I can work more than that. And work to capacity, I have done.
Great.
Now I just want to sleep for a very long time.
That's good. I love... sleeping. I'm loving sleeping at the moment.
I'm not into it.
Big Pete, recommendation quick.
Fox Furniture, standing desks. You will not regret it.
Good one.
He's standing up right now. It does work really well. Like you just, you look fucking tip top.
Dialed in.
Good to Derek. What's your recommendation?
I changed my mind.
Jim has changed his mind. Can I recommend something can you do your own thing? You can't, can you?
No, you can. No. Yeah. What are you going to plug? What are you going to plug?
There's something coming up. You know, we all know because I've got mentionitis. I've been producing this show for Peter Hellier, right? But But this, there's this bonus episode of You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet coming out on Sunday. And I reckon while editing it, I've probably heard it like 10 times and I still love it. It's because his guest is Ben Lomas, and comedian Ben Lomas. And it's just funny. I don't know. I want someone to listen and tell me if it's just me or explain why I so enjoy that conversation.
So this is Peter Elliott's podcast that you're working on. What's the premise of the podcast?
It's called You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. So he gets other people to nominate a film they should have seen, like The Godfather or Titanic or whatever that they haven't seen. And then they watch it the night before or whatever, a couple of days before, and then they come and just talk about it. It's kind of usually comedians and stuff, so they, you know, just natter on, and that the film is the widget, I guess.
And Jem?
It's fun, but this one on Sunday is hilarious. Very funny.
Thank you, Scooter. Jem, did you want to update your recommendation?
Oh, I recommend Gabby Mabilia's Zoom dance classes, of course.
How can people sign up?
It seems so obvious now. You can shoot me a DM because I don't know her email address off the top of my head.
Great. Perfect.
That's good.
Sevs?
I mean, a bit late to the party, but
a girlfriend.
that as well. But Hugh Jackman on Tim Ferriss. I heard great things about it. And I finally finished it this morning. And it's a great podcast. Yeah.
TJ, you? What are you recommending?
I've been consuming the story of this guy, Graham Abbo Henry. And he's a underworld figure from Sydney, and he's probably late 60s, probably in his 70s now, and he's done a whole bunch of bad shit, but he's the most entertaining storyteller that I've seen in a very long time. Captivating, talking about running through Moore Park with a shotgun, chasing after somebody, him getting shot. It's like Chopper back in the day, that criminal in Australia. He's just fascinating. Anyway, it's a different existence.
Right.
Yeah, well,
Chopper used to come into pancake colour. That's the story of another time.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he order?
I'm not sure, but he was friends with one of the supervisors.
Yeah.
Drug dealer.
Hey, can I have another recommendation?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Yeah, what is it, Scoot?
And then cool. I have to actually sprint away.
Yeah, Jem is about to run.
Okay. What is it, Scoot?
Sorry, Jem. There's a show called No Activity. I don't know if you've seen it, but when you go past it, it doesn't look that exciting, but... fuck, it's funny. It's local and hilarious. Just about
what
two
is it
cops,
on?
Shit cops on stakeout. Don't know. Go find it. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
People DM you?
I've got five different platforms, so I don't know what I'm watching and where anymore.
No,
I'm
lost. Get it. All right. It's a daily talk show. Thanks, guys.
DM me, yeah.
It's been Weekend Banter. See you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.